Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Orpheum Theater, and the Dixon Gallery and Gardens.
In the wine light, living love in soft delight, smooth and mellow, feeling how we move so right. We're letting the time go, taking it nice and slow. In the wine light.
You're listening to the Brennan Vilines Trio. That is In the Wine Light from their very first recording. That is available for download now on iTunes, and that'll be available for purchase on CDBaby.com before Christmas. The Brennan Vilines Trio, of course, had a regular gig at Molly Fontaine's, and they always play too late for me to show up. But you also know Brennan Vilines for having recently been in a production of a Sondheim celebration at Theater Memphis. He was also Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie and in Title of Show, and Brenda's going to talk about his new recording and what he's got going on for the future. He's in the studio with me this afternoon, and I could not be more thrilled. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Well, I'm going to just start out by saying, Michael Bublé who? I don't know who that is.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Move over.
He's got nothing on you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
That really sounds terrific.
Thank you.
This is self-titled, Brennan Vilines Trio,
right.
And this has covers and originals.
Yes, we have about there's three covers, two originals. Well, one of the covers is actually an arrangement that I made. We were kind of in a push to get something together and get it out there because everybody's asked us for a CD for so long. You know, we play so many gigs and they're like, I want to buy your music. You know, and we finally just said, okay, we're gonna go in the studio and get this done before Christmas. So, and we have no idea when we might be disbanding or, you know, we were like, we got to get it done now. So,
well, good. Well, timing's everything. Well,
yeah.
You went to the greatest place and had one of the greatest producers.
I did. Jeff Powell was my producer. He's incredible. He came to see us one night when we were playing at Bon Thai, which is a regular gig we have, and he and his wife, Susan Marshall, came to see us, and he was like, I want to record you guys. And we're like, well, we need a CD. You know? So it worked out. It was a perfect marriage. And he's just got a great ear and totally was a perfect fit for us.
We're going to play a song in just a little bit that you actually, Susan, sort of helped you write a little bit.
She co-wrote it with me. Yeah.
She co-wrote it with you. So we're going to hear that in just a little bit. But I wanted to let people know, this is what I always tell people, and you had a recital last April at the Buckman Performing and Fine Arts Center because you recently graduated from Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music.
Correct.
And Victor Asuncion was your teacher.
He was, yes.
What? Now see, you're picking all the right, so far every step is working out
great.
I'm
on track, right?
Got
the right people.
Because Victor is, he's such a gem, and we're so lucky to have him in the classical music world here in Memphis.
Incredible, yeah. It taught me more than you can know.
Like, what did you take away from that? What can you think of something that specifically you think that's what I learned the most?
Yeah, I came from a classical background. I did start classical piano, and I've always had an interest in jazz, but definitely, I was talking to you earlier about you playing piano and wish that you had done that. And I know that when I was younger, I always used to not do what my teacher told me. I wanted to play this when I was supposed to practice that. And Victor definitely was a disciplinarian, so got me in shape.
Because you know you're trying to play that Tchaikovsky or whatever, and you just end up doing a jazz standard because it's more fun, kind of at the time.
It's
you know,
more fun. Yeah.
But I love it that you can switch back and forth between classical and even rock, because you had an 80s cover band in college.
I did. Yeah, we're sadly no longer together. We had to disband because of people moving here and there, but I do miss that a lot.
So what were some of the things that you covered, for heaven's sake? I'm so curious.
On the CD?
On the Rockosaurus Rex.
We did everything from A-ha to Billy Squire to Michael Jackson to Journey. It was nuts. Yeah,
oh,
it was crazy.
Gosh. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sorry I missed those frat parties.
Oh well, I think you'll live.
So you went into the studio when?
We went in the studio, I guess it was early November. Yeah, so we got it done really quickly.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Went in one day, recorded. Got it done in about 4 hours.
Oh, and, my goodness.
Of course, it's a short CD. There's 5 tracks. We thought that was a solid representation of what we could do. And we said, well, this is our first EP, and that's a good number, mm-hmm. usually for a little sampler. And all of the songs that we chose and wrote kind of have a good blend. You know, it's a very mellow blend, but it's jazzy, it's bluesy, it's poppy, and I feel like it represents what we do as a trio.
Well, to me, it's like, okay, put the logs on the fire.
Right.
You know, and have a glass of wine and just sit back and relax and enjoy. It's just, it's really some gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. Who were you influenced by? I mean,
you know, we as a trio, as a whole, are influenced by a lot of different artists. Sting happens to be one of my favorites, mm-hmm. who I actually feature on the album, one of his songs. I grew up listening to Harry Connick Jr., who was a big idol of mine.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a big fan of any kind of jazz, modern or, you know, just classic jazz. But those are Sting, Harry Connick Jr., Frank Sinatra, any of the old crooners. Jamie Cullum is actually one of my favorite new artists.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz pop artist.
Right. He's from England?
Yes.
Yeah. I have heard him. I did see Michael Bublé on concert. I think he must have been doing a special on PBS or something.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I made that connection, because sometimes I get a little too grounded in the classical world, and I got to move beyond that and then the alt country my husband listens to.
I studied classical piano, and you probably know more about classical music than I do.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
<I think so. laughs>
We'll turn to Daryl Snodgrass for that. He went to college for that, and I didn't. But but it's neat that you're moving back and forth between theater and between doing jazz, and you just have such a nice choice of things to do. You're a well-rounded guy.
Well, thank you. I'm just kind of putting myself out there, and whoever wants to pick what part of me up, I'll take.
Well, I want to play this, and I might not have timed it out right, but we're going to listen to it. This is something that you sort of morph a jazz tune into a classical tune.
This is a kind of a representation of what we do as a trio. We're interpreters. I don't like to say that we cover songs; we interpret them.
I like that choice of words better, really, too.
And that's what a lot of our audience agrees with. Some people have told us, and no disrespect to the original artist, but some people that listen to us say, I hate that song, but I love it when you do it, you know.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
So what is track number 4? What are we going to hear?
Track number 4 is Autumn Leaves.
Okay.
And it begins with a Sting song, mm-hmm. Fragile, and then features a little riff in the middle and the end that is Debussy.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the rain will fall, and on the rain will fall. Thank you.
So this is an accidental sort of thing? I mean, you just started doing the lyrics to Autumn Leaves
Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of just happened. And then I don't know how we remembered it the next time that we played it. I guess I just thought it was so cool. You know, my bassist, Evan Nicholson, he's an incredible bassist. Studies at U of M. My band met at school. Yeah. Benny Reiner's my drummer. They're just very experimental, but yet so sharp in the way that they play, that we can just almost communicate anything, you know, to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, they're sometimes a lot better at that than me. You know, I'm glad I got a good rhythm section. So,
it was great when you have those guys to depend on. And so how does it work? I mean, do you pick the music? Do you all decide together? It happens organically.
It's kind of organic. I just kind of come with an idea of what I want to play. We've kind of built a set list up, you know, over the years that we've been playing together. So I'll just pick tunes to fill the time in the night, and they'll sound different every time we play them because we don't have any set way of, you know, of doing it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's the most fun. I mean, it's nice when people can come see you time after time, and then it's going to be something different.
Different show.
Yeah. Well, so you're not currently doing the Molly Fontaine gig because
I'm about to go on a cruise ship for 6 months. I'm going to be out of town for a good while. I believe that there will be something worked out with the remaining members of the trio that might still be there on Wednesday nights. However, I'm going to be playing in the piano bar and singing on a Carnival cruise ship.
Oh, so. My gosh. I told my husband I was talking to you today.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and he's about to go on a six-month cruise. And my husband was like, I want to do that.
Well, come on. I'll get you a discount.
He was just like, I wish I had thought to do something that, you know, like that when I was younger.
I've always thought of doing it, and finally, I was just like, okay, well, I don't have a job, so
why not?
let's get a job and let's do something that's fun. You know,
was that a hard thing to audition to get?
Not really. I went with found an agency in LA. Was told about an agency there that just deals with cruise ship entertainment, mm-hmm. and they sent in a video and.
And voila, yeah. Bon voyage. So when are you leaving?
I'm not sure just yet. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those things. You pick up the phone and you're leaving, you know, 2 weeks later. So right now it's looking like the beginning of January.
Oh. Yeah.
So be gone pretty soon.
You'll be on the high seas and tropical weather when everybody's freezing in the wintertime. Oh, no. Yeah. Jealous. Now, and after that, you're planning to go someplace very, very special.
Yes, my bassist and I, Evan Nicholson, he's about to graduate with his master's from U of M in the spring. Mm-hmm. And about that time, I'll be coming back to Memphis. So we're planning on heading up north to the Big Apple.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And I know you will. I want to hear the song that you and Susan collaborated on.
Absolutely.
All right, this is a song that that Brennan collaborated on with Susan Marshall, and you know her well. She's been on this program. Tell us the name and how this sort of came about.
Yeah, it's called Hand to Hold. It's basically describes a, you know, bad relationship and kind of talks about well, you're no, even though we're on the same road together, you won't have my hand to hold.
Oh. So.
And nothing else. I toss and turn, my eyes still yearn for everything but your face. While you arranged my words to fit upon your stage. So give it up, you done the best you could to lose. You lost yourself before I had the chance to choose. You had it all. I played your game and now I fold. We may be sharing the same road, but baby, now you won't have my hand to hold.
Ooh, I like that. I played your game and now I fold. Oh, I love those lyrics. That's great. Well, you know, I know the whole cruise thing is going to be fun, and I really think New York is the place to go. Well, I really do.
You know, Susan's a mentor of mine, and she came to hear me sing a couple months ago, and she was basically just like, you know, you need to go. You need to get out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to listen to her because she knows what she's talking about.
That's exactly
she's
right.
I'm a big fan of hers. And mm-hmm. she's like, no, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm like, no, you got it wrong. So I'm gonna take her advice. And, I think I'm just going to take that big leap. And then if I have to stair-step it down, then so be it.
Well, see, now this is it. What, you're 24 years old?
Yes.
So this is the time to do all of that,
gotta,
you know?
Got to get it over with.
You
yeah.
do. And I'll tell you something really quickly before we go. My husband was on a website for Mississippi State, mm-hmm. and he was they're all talking about football and coaches and blah, 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 blah. And we noticed that this one person's little handle name was something opera of something. And I said, find out who he is. And he wrote back and said, I'm so glad you asked and blah, blah, blah. I didn't get into this until I was 45, and I'm kicking myself for not having done it when I was in my 20s. Because
yeah.
he said, it was a little too late to do it.
Yeah.
But I had to do it, or I knew I'd regret it for the rest of my life.
Right.
But I'd give anything to go back to being, 24. And trying to audition for opera then. And I thought, God, this is why you got to go when it's in your gut. It's exactly why you got to do it.
I'm ready.
I know you are. I know you are. I'm just so proud of you. And I'm just so glad that we've gotten to know each other. And I just hope everybody gets your very first recording, which is really cool because you said you're going to be adding to it on iTunes.
Right. Well, since we were kind of in a hurry to get it out, now, by no means is it rushed, because it's a good product.
It is what we heard. Yes, it is.
But we were kind of wanting to get something out before Christmas. We weren't sure about, with me going on the cruise, and my drummer actually tours with a group right now as well, so we never know when he's going to be gone. So we're like, well, let's get this done while we're together, mm-hmm. And I've already written another single that would... I was like, dang it, I wish we hadn't been in production or past production yet, because it would have been perfect. But the idea is to kind of add to this EP as we go, and continue to put our singles online. And yeah.
Okay. Well, BrennanVillines.com is where you can go. And that's BrennanVillines.com.
Yep. And there's links to Facebook and Twitter, and there will be a link soon as well for the physical CD.
Okay, and go on iTunes and get it, and then when the actual physical CD comes out, you can get that and order it on cdbaby.com. I think it's a great stocking stuffer, and you just heard selections from it, and I know you'll agree with me. Brennan Vallines from the Brennan Vallines Trio, I'm so happy that you did your first recording and came to talk to me about it. I'm thrilled. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.